Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. We've got a lot to get into. It's been an interesting week, so a number of topics I'd like to cover today. You know, I've said it before, we cover a lot of things, everything from market risk or investments. We talk about having an income plan, minimizing taxes. We do estate planning, everything that has to do with having what I call a complete retirement plan. If you want to get a hold of us, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Or you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. I do get individuals that will either call or email if they have questions. We want to be a resource for you. I thought, of course, today maybe a good idea to talk about this market. A lot of volatility. There's been a little bit of a bounce back, but the reality of it is we talk about a lot of volatility in the market and what we're dealing with, and how does that impact your planning? You know, the last thing you want to do is run out of money because of unnecessary or accidental risk with your investments. And you know, the reality is, as we approach retirement and we're in retirement, we don't have the runway to recover if risky investments don't pan out. So it's so crucial that we look at this as part of a retirement plan. Remember, I've talked about it before. There's many pieces to your retirement plan. We're going to focus a little bit here on your investment plan. When was the last time you updated and rebalanced your portfolio? I'm going to guess you're long overdue. In fact, Fidelity came out. This was their workplace retirement group. They came out with a study that they believe roughly 40% of baby boomers have too much equity. And so when we looked at just these past few weeks, when we saw some of this market volatility where there was over $1 trillion lost in market cap, we saw the Dow drop more than 1,000 points. Let me ask you, imagine people who retired this summer without a financial plan. How do you think they feel right now? How did they feel in this market volatility? The last thing you want to be doing, especially for those we talk about so often, getting to a number. When we get to this number, what happens when that number goes down? And now we have to draw money or pull money from a trough. This is why this is so critical. So I want to talk about a number of components when we talk about having what I call a smart investment plan, one that you can understand and feel comfortable with. So how do we do this? How do we approach putting some of these things in place? And so I gave some ideas last week. In fact, I gave the one idea as I said, okay, you know, it's just so often when we talk about overall planning, I think sometimes we're overwhelmed and we're inundated with information. It's kind of a blessing and a curse. But you know, how do we get started? How do we get off the schneid, as we like to say? And I always say the first step is we really have to get organized. I talk about financial organization. So here is one takeaway from today's show. If we do nothing, and I'm going to give more ideas, don't worry about it, but we have to get organized. What do I mean by that? You know, I've quoted this study before. Capitalize came out, and they said there's roughly 30 million old 401ks from job changes out there. That's $1.6 trillion. And I'm going to bet that most people listening right now, most of you, you have multiple accounts. And so I would submit that if we have these accounts, and some of these are probably, for lack of a better word, dormant, we're not looking at them. Well, certainly we're not being efficient and we're overlooking things. This happens all too often. Most people come in here with a stack of papers and unfortunately not as strong an investment plan as they could have. And then when you, again, you couple that with you have some, your spouse has some. Someone actually called in from last week's show because I made this comment and said, you know, is it possible? I have a SEP IRA. I have a traditional IRA. Can I combine them? Because I made the comment that there's portability between these accounts. You don't need a SEP, an old 401k, and a traditional IRA. You can have one account. This is so critical to your planning. So what I'm saying, how do we get started? How do we get momentum? Well, step one is we need to do an accounting of all our different investment accounts. And then we have to try to get organized. Financial organization is one of the biggest obstacles. So if we can start there, again, the retirement accounts can be held in one. You don't need three Roths. They can be held in one account. And then we can start the process of starting to evaluate what we own. So let's talk about some other things. So again, I have that asset organizer. I've sent it out before. I also have the five-step method to creating an investment plan. I'll send that out as well. I want to get into some other ideas and some actionable items today so you can start to take control. Because unfortunately, right, this is how we try to reduce emotions. We try to reduce uncertainty. I'm not saying you can eliminate these things. But if we can get a smart, strong investment plan in place, times like these, We can stay the course, hopefully, as far as sticking with our plan, but understanding our plan. This is so critical to increasing your probability of success. So that organizer, I'll get it out to you. If you sit down, as I said, one thing you accomplish and start to put this together, again, you will find accounts you're probably unaware of. You will know the value of your accounts. You'll know who your beneficiaries are. This is, again, critical to your overall plan. Give us a call. We'll get that out to you with the five-step method of creating a smart, what I believe is a smart, solid investment plan. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711 to get the asset organizers, asset and investment organizer, as well as the five-step method to a smart investment plan. Let me give you some examples too, because once you take that first step and now you start to look under the hood at what you own. I've talked about this before, but you know, we took it as an example. I gave the target date funds. There was an interesting article. This was in the Wall Street Journal. The surprise in index funds. These have become common. We own index funds. And again, this is why we should understand some of these things. There's been this recent surge of investment interest in the small cap companies. You can buy the Russell 2000. There's an ETF. IWM is the symbol for that. And because the small caps have been undervalued dramatically, actually, more. I think this is their historic level. So this been with the potential of the Fed reducing rates. There's been this, hey, maybe we should go out and buy the small cap index. But here's again why it's so important we understand investors in small cap. If you look at the Russell 2000, there's also one, it's the S&P small cap index. It going back to 1994. So listen to this. Since 1994, the Russell 2000 versus the S&P 600 small cap, the S&P 600 small cap, 700%, it has outperformed by 700 percentage points. 700 percentage points. Are we aware of this and how these indexes work? And so what do we own in our portfolios? What is it costing us and what is it potentially going to cost us in retirement? I've talked about target date funds as well. These are one of the more common and default funds in 401ks. And there was Barron's wrote on these, Vanguard. This was a quote from Vanguard and Fidelity. Had target date funds never been invented and Vanguard and Fidelity had instead placed their 401k shareholders in their existing balance fund, those investors would be significant wealthier today. Again, what are we giving up? What is it costing us? Do we know what we own? Are we organized? This is so critical, and I think one of the overlooked areas of our planning. It's not about, hey, just set it and forget it. Let's not look at it. It's so important to create a plan that we understand, we're confident with, we're comfortable with, right? And so this is where we want to take a look at some of these things. You know, with this recent market volatility that we're experiencing, the reality is these events are probably going to happen multiple times during your retirement. And if it puts a pit in your stomach now, how are you going to feel in retirement? And for those of you in retirement, how do you feel right now? So this is why this is so critical. As I said, it's about getting organized, looking under the hood, putting a plan in place that you understand, you're confident with, you're comfortable with. And so this is why we talk about doing a stress test on your portfolio. So for those of you that are interested in this, that again, want to get to that point where you've got a solid, smart retirement investment plan, give us a call, 630-864-6711. Or you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time right there. As I said, send me questions, whatever I can do to help you out. I am confident that this will be time well spent. You will walk out of here knowing what you own, having an investment plan that you can stick with. That's really what it's all about. So again, take advantage of that. If you can, give us a call. Let's get together and take a look at your portfolio. Coming up, I want to talk about creating an income plan that isn't dependent on the market. We'll be right back with that. You're listening to the Alpha Wealth Hour with Tom Fortino. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group here in the Chicagoland area. If you want to get some of the information that we've offered, I talked a little bit about the investment, what's going on in the market. We'll touch upon that again and then how it relates to your overall plan. As I said, we cover everything. As you know, we talk about it. We're limited to the time we have today. So just want you to be aware if there's anything you need and information on, whether it's your income plan, your tax plan, your investments, estate and legacy planning, You know, this is something we do, so please consider us a resource. You can always give us a call. As I said, I offered that investment packet, the organizers, asset organizers, and an investment account organizer, as well as the five-step method to getting an investment, what I say is a smart, solid investment plan in place. We get that out to you as well. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. You can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. Download information, schedule a time to talk, send me questions or anything that I can help you with as it relates to any aspect of your retirement plan. We're going to have classes coming up hopefully soon. I'll get those posted. We're going to do some other things here. Always, again, trying to get information, educational things out to you that are going to hopefully make a difference in your retirement plan. You know, I started off by talking about, or the last segment I talked about, you know, this market volatility. And we're talking this election year now. We can have the discussions that 24 out of the last 28 election years, presidential election years, the market was positive. That's an 83% probability. That's great. But we've been seeing volatility more and more. As of recent, we saw Dow drop 1,000 points. It had dropped previously the week before. And imagine, again, going back to that time, we sometimes have a tendency to have a short-term memory. But when you see those things happening, let's please not forget that. Imagine the people who retired this summer without a financial plan. How do they feel right now? And so this is so critical as part of your plan, because I think all too often in this industry, we talk about, and you see it all the time, it's the headline stuff. Hey, get to a number. If you get to 1.2 million, if you get to 2.4 million, that's great, and it's laudable. It's a great goal to get to, but the problem is, then what happens if the market, certain things happen in the market? You know, if you look at from 2000 to 2012, the market was effectively flat over that time. I'm not saying that's going to happen then. That was 13 years, from January 2000, the height of the dot-com bubble. Stock valuations fell from those levels, and market averages were the same at the start of 2012. Now, again, I don't know what's going to happen over the next 10 years, but we need to be aware of, again, what does it mean to be complete? And so when I talk about for those things, you know, I didn't get many calls. In fact, I don't know if I got any calls when this happened. You know, I tried to communicate as much as possible. I immediately sent out a correspondence on the market to my clients just to let them know where we stood. But more than that, we talk about creating an income plan. Income that doesn't rely on the market. You know, this is why I say it's so critical to discern between income versus assets. This number, 1.2 million, 2.2 million, whatever the number is, that's great, as I said, but it's not an income. How do we define income? Income is something that comes in every year, every month, right, for the rest of your life. It comes in regardless of market performance. So if you see these markets down, you know that paycheck's coming and it's going to hit your bank account. It comes in regardless of market performance. It comes in regardless of what you have in investments, and it comes in regardless of age. What are examples of that? Well, of course, there's things like Social Security. We've talked about Social Security claiming strategies, doing what you can to maximize your Social Security benefit. Forbes has done the study. It said that 96% of individuals have, I think it's 111,000, they lose in based on their claiming strategies. We don't have all the time to get into, I could spend a whole show on Social Security, but please understand, first step, again, is this like getting, remember I talk about financial organization? If you have not gone to SSA.gov, go there today. It's becoming more common, but know what your benefits are. You know, you and your spouse may have $60,000, $65,000 of income coming in. And so there's a claiming strategy that we want to incorporate, getting the maximum or trying to get the lifetime, cumulative lifetime benefit of Social Security. This is something I do. I do a complete Social Security analysis. I run the numbers and show you the different claiming strategies. There's no perfect answer. There isn't. We don't know. But, you know, it's about trying to get the maximum benefit over our lifetime. It grows by 8% per year. You know, the general rule, the larger benefit stays with the surviving spouse. You have spousal benefits. You can defer till 70. And again, so there's a lot of rules. Could spend a whole show on it. But this is important to understand. For those of you that have a pension, please contact your pension providers. I've had multiple meetings. It happens every week, probably certainly many times throughout the year, where individuals who have pension options, I just had a conversation this past week where they were given 5, 6, 7 different options. Again, pensions are an income stream, a lifetime income stream. And so what is the survivor benefit? Do you know these answers? For those of you that are receiving a pension, what happens if you pass away? One of the Social Securities goes away. So again, have you addressed this? Are you looking at these things? That's a whole nother discussion on protecting the income. But we want to talk about creating income throughout your lifetime. And so what can we do to create a solid investment, an income plan, I mean? Because remember, how does that relate to your investment plan? Well, it absolutely relates to your investment plan, because now you have the paychecks coming in regardless of the investments. And then, you know, the goal here is to have all the income you need throughout your lifetime for you and your spouse, but then also be able to take money from the investments to enjoy the things you want to do in life, right? So this is kind of the approach we talk about, you know, the goal when we talk about creating a plan. So I did want to just talk about understanding of creating an income plan. We've talked about it before. And I'm an investment advisor rep. We do portfolio management. I'm also insurance licensed. And so we look at all aspects of your planning. And so when I talk about other ideas of creating income, you can look at annuities. I'm not pro or con annuities. There's a lot of different information out there on them. But I think you deserve to know how they work. Because, I try to stay away from opinion as much as possible. But, you know, you can use these in your portfolio to create, in your overall plan to create income you cannot outlive. In fact, you can set it up to create joint income. So see how we're starting to create an income plan? Again, regardless of the market, regardless of how much you have in savings investments, and regardless of your age, the checks keep coming in. This is where we can start to remove reduce the emotions in our plan and create a comfort and hopefully reduce some of the stress. So I've offered that income planning packet in the past. It gets into all of these aspects of creating income, social securities, pensions, annuities. Of course, your investments can be part of that too. I'm not saying they can't be, but that's what we would offer. I'll also, this includes everything from the Social Security decision to the truth about annuities to maximizing income, the overall report on that. So this is about creating an income plan. We've talked about creating investment, creating an income plan. Imagine these things all working in concert. And this is, I think, how you create success in retirement. And certainly, hopefully, as I said, a little less stress and a little more fun. Give us a call. We'll get that out to you. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, for the income planning packet. We'll put it all together, the worksheets, all the tools to start putting that piece in place. And when these things start working together, the results can be pretty dramatic. And let me make one other offer. Again, I know everybody's situation is unique. For those of you that are looking at these decisions or wanting to make some of these decisions or want to test your plan to say, where do I stand? And on all of these aspects, you know, throw everything in a box. You've heard me say it before, and come on in. We'll get organized. We'll talk about putting a plan in place, creating a portfolio you're confident and comfortable with, creating an income plan, understanding, which we didn't talk about, we will, minimizing taxes. There's so many things you can do to try to minimize taxes in retirement, which directly increases your income. If you want to schedule a time to meet with me personally, Tom Fortino, give us a call for your complete customized retirement plan, 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. I think it's the most productive because it's specific and personal to you. We'll give you some time to make that call. This is Tom Fortino. I'll be right back on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, and the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. I like to say we're a complete retirement planning firm. We provide investment advice, tax planning, estate planning, income planning, all of these things that make your retirement plan complete. That's our goal. So we're going to get into a lot today. We're going to talk about the market. There's been a lot of volatility. There's discussions that will have volatility up until including the election. So I want to talk about that. We're going to dig deep in that today. I'm also going to get into some income planning and taxes. New rules came out from the IRS, I should say. Anyone that owns an IRA, this will impact you. Also, I don't know if you saw the fanfare. I didn't see many what is it, New Year's Eve, the poppers go off or whatever it might be, but we hit $35 trillion in national debt. Isn't that terrific? How does that relate to your planning? And it just keeps going up. It's unfortunate. Then I want to talk a little bit about, it was interesting, there was a list online. It named the things that people say they felt are too old for. There's some examples I'm going to get into. I think you'll find this interesting. But as I said, I wanted to start in on one aspect of your plan. This is just one, as you know, we talk about being complete. There's five pillars to your plan. And what I want to get into today is the market, your investments. I think all too often we look at this. I see people come in and they usually have, this is not a criticism. I get it. They come in with a stack of investment statements, but there's not a lot of rhyme or reason for how these investments are supposed to work together. And they have a portfolio, but they really don't have a plan in place. So this is my goal for this show today, to give you some ideas and then offer information as we do so you can start to get your plan in place. I think all too often it's the fault of this industry. You know, we know that we see it, 70% of Americans fear running out of money in retirement, even more than fear of death itself. And that's from Forbes. There's all types of studies out there from Zetti to Allianz that say this. And of course, that makes sense, the fear of running out of money. So that's obviously the last thing you want to do. And of course, because of unnecessary accidental risk with your investments. A lot of times, as we get closer and closer to retirement or in retirement, you just don't have the runway to recover if the risky investments don't pan out. There's no do-over, right? And so we want to talk about how to try to minimize risk. And I believe by updating and rebalancing your portfolio. Let's talk about some of those risks. And again, I want to give some solutions as well, but I just want you to be aware of some of these things. You know, you hear this term, and I don't want to make it too complicated. We call it sequence of returns risk. What does that mean? That's the risk the market declines in the early years, and paired with the withdrawals you may take out, that can significantly reduce the longevity of your portfolio. If you think about it, look, if you retire in 2008, and I don't know what's going to happen in the market, even 2022, the S&P was down 20%. How is that going to impact your portfolio? Especially if you're relying on investments, if you're relying on investments to support your lifestyle, to support your income, the last thing we want to do is go backwards. So I pose the questions. Do you know what you own? Do you know how your portfolio is set up? Have you revisited that? So let me get into some of these things. And as I said, we don't know what the market's going to do over the next 10 years. Nobody does. We can look at averages, but look, 2000 to 2010, you know, the market was negative. The market was actually lower in 2010 than it was in 2000, 10 years later. Now, again, these are just things we want to be aware of. That was a pretty dramatic decade, but it's critical when we talk about your planning. So, again, understand the sequence of returns risk in your portfolio. Do you have too much risk? Okay. Fidelity came out. Fidelity Workplace Investment said roughly 40% of boomers have too much equity in their portfolio. So when we talk about this, let me give you some examples. And Peter Lynch, who's a well-known Fidelity fund manager, he's long gone from the managing, but he beat the index, I think, every year. That was quite an accomplishment. I don't know if it was the Contra Fund or Magellan. But look at these target date funds. Let me start with that. There was an article that talked about these target date funds, and it said that they dramatically, I think it was in Barron's, dramatically were underperformed. They have a high level, the Vanguard 2030 or the Fidelity or T. Rowe Price. They're target date funds. They're default funds in your 401k. If you own these, and I looked this up, I think there's over a trillion, I don't know, 1.8 trillion in these funds. I see this very often. So this is why I'm bringing this up. When people come in their 401ks, they own 2030 funds, 2035s. They're target date funds that are supposed to be based on your retirement date. Here's the problem. This was Morningstar. Over 15 years, consistently underperformed just buying a balance fund. This is my opinion. I'll give you an example. The Vanguard 2030 fund, which has 60% in growth, 24% is in international. Are you aware of that? We need to look under the hood on some of these things. Over the last 5 years, the Vanguard total stock market has done 80%. The Vanguard International, 19%. So, again, do we know these things? Are we aware of this in our portfolios? Because how is that going to impact our retirement when we need to rely on these for investments? So this is something. Know what you own. And I talk a lot about financial organization. And so I just want to be clear on some of these things. This was from Capitalize. They said that there's over 30 million 401ks that are unclaimed, old 401ks, estimated at $1.65 trillion. So, I'm going to make an assumption, but I think it's pretty accurate. Get organized if you do nothing. I'm going to offer the asset organizer with the investment planning packet, too, so you can start to get this one piece of your overall plan in place. But there's portability. If you have again, I talk about people come in with a stack of papers. If you have an old IRA, you have an old 401k, you have something. I've seen people come in three or four different retirement accounts. Those are what are called portable. You can put them all in one account. So imagine if you could do that. Now you're organized. It's simplified, and simple's good. I've got to tell you. I do this all the time with clients when they come in and we organize everything. You don't need three Roths. You can have one. You don't need an IRA, a 401k, a SEP, and a 457. You can have one, okay? And so you can also put it at the same custodian, Fidelity, Schwab. So if there's one takeaway today, not just saying, okay, get organized, step one. Step two, start to take a look under the hood. Know what you own. You could have things in there you're totally unaware of. And then guess what? As I said, when you go into retirement, the last thing you want to do is go backwards. There's no do-over here. So if you want that investment planning packet with the asset organizers, it's downloadable. You can start this process. It is a process to start to get your investment plan in place. Give us a call. We'll get it out to you. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711 to get that investment planning packet. It will include the organizers. I'll also include the retirement roadmap, which is the overall planning process. But imagine if you can get this one piece in place, feel good about it, because emotions, again, another risk to our portfolios and investment success is emotions. Daniel Kahneman, which is maybe the most famous Nobel Prize winning financial behavior professor out there, he said 90%, his studies, 90% of is emotion and 10% is logic on our investment decisions. I think we can minimize some of that if we have a plan in place we can stick to. We sometimes become our own worst enemy. You know, buy low, sell high. Well, some studies have shown the reverse happens. We chase returns and we make emotional decisions. If we can get a plan in place, this is what I would submit, feel good about it, comfortable about it, and understand it, I think we're in a good spot. So this is really where I wanted to kind of cover here. I also, let me make one other offer. It's important to build a balanced portfolio based on your personal investment objectives. Look, risk tolerance, investment time horizon, financial goals. Those are the three big factors that should be part of how do you invest? How do you create a plan? And you should put your portfolio through a stress test before you retire or right now, even if you're in retirement. This will help you determine how you will fare in even some of the worst market conditions, if you need to make any changes as a result. So this is what I would like to offer. For those who want to take advantage, I offered the information before, but if you want to schedule a time, we'll do a stress test on your portfolio. We'll do a look under the hood. You'll see what your investment plan is. You'll walk out of here with an idea of maybe some changes that you might want to make in there. Understand what you own, know why you own it, and have a plan in place. We'll also look at the overall retirement plan. If you want to take advantage of that, 630-864-6711. Go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time there as well. Feel free to call or send me emails as well. If you have any questions, I'll help you out in any way I can. Coming up, we have much more to get into. I want to talk again about taxes and income planning and your overall retirement plan. Listen to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. We are a complete retirement planning firm. Talk about everything, and we help with all of these things as it relates to your planning. I spent time on investment planning in the previous segment. We're going to get into some income planning ideas and tax planning. These are all parts of your plan. And it's just not about one thing. I've said it many times. It's not about growing a pile of money and picking at it. It's not about getting to a number. It's not about buying a product. It's about having this complete plan. And that's how I believe you're going to increase your probability of success. So I try and touch upon as many items as I can in the limited time that we have. And I offered some information on creating the portfolios. We talked about this market. It's a little crazy. And we have to be careful with our emotions sometimes. I'm not saying you're going to be able to eliminate them. But certainly, you don't want to make decisions not based on as much fact as possible. and then it'd be a detriment to your portfolio. So I offered that investment planning packet. There's a five-step method, by the way, in that if you want it. It talks about, first of all, which I said, the most important thing is getting organized, consolidating some of these investments, getting them into one custodian. The second thing is, and then knowing what you own. We offered the portfolio stress test. We would do that for you. It's a look under the hood. But if you want that information, any of it, I'd also include the worksheets, the asset organizers. We can email them to you so they can be a working document. You are going to be surprised. I believe, when you take a look at this and you start putting things in, you may discover. I had one person find out an old 401k. It was close to $100,000. And when they went through this process, but you'll be surprised. And if we just accomplish this from today, that's a great thing. 630-864-6711. Again, I'll include the investment planning packet, the organizers, and any other information you want. We'll customize it for you. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. AlphaWealthGroup.com. Download information. Send me a question. If it's specific for your situation, you can also schedule a time to talk to us. Okay, so that's where we're here for you. So let me get into some. This was interesting. I mentioned this. It was a list online by BuzzFeed. It named the things people said they feel too old for. And I think this is okay, too. I don't think there's anything wrong with this list. I don't know if I agree with all of it. The first one is that I don't know if you would agree, they felt too old for, if you feel too old for this. The first was arguing in traffic. My wife says, well, I don't think you feel too old for that just yet. Maybe. I don't know. That one's interesting. Posting to social media. Yeah, that's not my thing. Absolutely me. Going to a concert without a reserve seat. I'm sorry. I'm too old to sit on the lawn and do all that stuff. And then I guess this last one, maybe this is more for women, but breaking in jeans that don't stretch. So, you know, this is all about, you know, making things in life and simple. I guess, you know, the filter comes off as we get older. But it doesn't mean some people, when we talk about an age and what that relates to, things are different nowadays, especially when we talk about retirement. And it's interesting that I think surveys have said that most people, 65, feel the retirement age of 65. 4 years ago, this was by Motley Fool, it said if you ask people if they would work past 62, about 55% said yes. Today, that's down to 46%. So less people say they're going to work past 62, even with all the negative headlines and inflation and Social Security recession and all of these things that we're dealing with. 75% of people are retired by 65. And so when you're talking to people, sometimes, in the early 60s, the reasons they want to leave could be health problems. It could be that they feel they have enough money, whatever the reasons are. But I just wanted to talk about that when you think about in your goals and the three things. This was an interesting article. All the three things to consider. So let's talk briefly about some of these things. First is you may not have access to your savings penalty free. Keep in mind, 401ks, IRAs, even Roth IRAs, which I'm a big fan of, tax free. You can't tap into those till 59 and a half. There is a penalty. So if you're aiming prior to 59 and a half, you have to be careful. There are some provisions to access monies that we won't get into those. There's where you can access them, but there's rules there. So you have to be careful. But for the most part, there's these age 59 and a half is when you can access them penalty free. It's not tax free, by the way. Just want to be clear about that. Then you have required minimum distributions at a certain age. All of these ages kick in. 62, the next thing that we can talk about is Social Security. That's another age milestone. You can start Social Security as early as 62. So again, if you're retiring early, that's one income stream, and we spend a lot of time on income planning. We're going to talk about that more. You're not going to be turning it on you can't turn it on prior to 62. And if you turn it on at 62, now you're locking into the lowest benefit possible. We talk a lot about that Social Security decision and claiming strategies, and we do a lot on that in our firm here, helping people with those claiming strategies. I've talked about the Forbes article that said 96%, it was over 90% of people lose up to over $100,000 based on their claiming strategies over their lifetime. So we have to, again, be very cautious, because you may decide and plan on retirement, but all of a sudden you may not be able to access your retirement accounts. You can't claim Social Security. And so we have to be very careful as part of our plan, right? As part of our plan to understand, what some of the rules are and how they could impact us. And some of these could impact us dramatically. Okay, so understanding the claiming strategies on Social Security. The other big one here, and we hear this a lot. In fact, I had a few meetings just this week on this. This comes up often. is paying for health care, right? Medicare, is you're not eligible till 65. So if you're planning on retirement, I saw a study that said, you know, well, and when we do that, again, we do some of this analysis. In fact, I think we're going to have a class. We're going to do a session with an event, I should say, on healthcare planning coming up. I'll post that pretty soon. I'll let you know about that probably in September. Healthcare is a big deal. Obviously, we know that. I mean, you know, if you're looking at prior to 65, you have to go 2 or 3 years with covering your medical coverage. It could be $2,000 a month. For a couple, that could be $4,000. I think about those numbers. I know they sound staggering, but that's just the reality of it. So when we're planning our retirement, I talk about planning for your retirement and testing your plan, and this is all part of it, whether you retire early or a little later, whatever it may be. This is the importance of really understanding before you make these decisions, because again, you can't go backwards and reverse some of these things. And so I'm just giving you some things to consider. That's why we offer the process. And, you know, that's why those that you are trying to retire or want to know if you can retire, that's one of the offers I make. I offer that retirement roadmap report that you can use as a checklist to see, okay, the five pillars to my plan, have I taken these things into account? You know, have I considered these? That's a great, I call it the blueprint. That's my opinion for your retirement plan. You know, we can get that to you as well. Again, for those that are serious, this is what we do. We help you get to that point. We sit down and we look at it and say, now you can sit back and say, okay, yeah, my goal is to retire early. Is it doable? You know, I've had these meetings many times, and the answer is, yeah, it is. Because we've looked at these. We've taken all these factors into account, whether, again, it's the claiming Social Security strategy, whether it's we have to consider the Medicare not kicking until 65 and accessing our retirement accounts, and also what I call forward tax planning. So if those of you that want to take advantage and really take a look at your plan, whatever age, but if you want to test your plan, I call it the complete customized retirement plan. This is what we do. I mean, again, it's very informal. But it's a deep dive. You will walk out of here knowing where you stand. We'll uncover things, I'm confident, that will make a difference in your plan. That's at a minimum. Besides a complete retirement plan, creating income you can't outlive, trying to minimize taxes as much as possible, getting to tax-free, all of these things, having a solid investment and smart investment plan, protecting assets during your lifetime and having the right documents, estate plan and legacy plan in place, man, that's complete. So if you want to take advantage of that, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time. Let us know anything we can help you with. We'll get that information out to you. I hope this has been helpful. That's all the time we have for today. We'll be on next week at the same time. This is Tom Fortino of the Alpha Wealth Hour.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.